أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واتقوا يوما ترجعون فيه إلى الله ثم توفى كل نفس ما كسبت وهم لا يظلمون. In the previous ayat, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala explained that if anyone is in difficulty, anyone comes in problems financially, then help that person out. Give him respite in paying his loans, etc. Help him to set himself up again. And if it is even better that not only giving him respite in the loan, but to write off that loan. This is all from the Quran Sharif according to the sincere and true Muslims. However, we learn in the hadith also, Al-Mu'min la yakhda'u wa la yukhda'u. A mu'min is that person who does not deceive other people, and neither is he deceived by other people. Today, unfortunately, generally it has become a trend. A person makes himself, declares himself insolvent. So now he doesn't have to pay his merchant. But he's just a fake. He's just making money out of that. People are building luxurious homes and they go into heavy debts, and then they want loans from people or people to help them out with zakat money. So we must be careful, we must not deceive anyone, and we must not be deceived also. This helping out are for those genuine people who genuinely came in a problem. They did not expect it, something went wrong somewhere, and now they came in this difficult situation. But people who have made it their profession to become insolvent over and over again. People who are building luxurious homes, etc., and then taking zakat money, and then they are going for umrah also, and they are not paying their merchants also. All these funny type of things are happening, so we must be careful, as we are warned in the hadith, that a Muslim does not deceive any person and is not deceived by anyone also. We must be on our guard. Then Allah Ta'ala, as is the beautiful trend of the Quran Sharif, ends the subject of this interest matter here with this beautiful ayat. And this is the great difference of the Quran Sharif as a law book compared to other law books. Other law books only give instant laws. Allah Ta'ala gives great exhortation, encouragement to practice on the law, and brings that consciousness in a person that really a true Muslim doesn't need a police to police him. He polices himself. He is conscious of his akhirat. What will happen to me in my qabr? How will my maut come? Future in my life, if I do all unda, dhanda, all upside down things, what will be my condition? He polices himself with that. So Allah says, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ اور ڈرتے رہو اس دن سے کہ جس دن لوٹائے جاؤ گے اللہ کی طرف. And keep on fearing that day when you will be returned to Allah Ta'ala. We can deceive the people, we can put up lot of false fronts that we are very pious, we can wear our kurtas and our topis and our beards and amamas, we can have big titles of maulanas and hafizas, we can do all that, but nobody can deceive Allah Ta'ala. And the day we will return to Allah, then we will know what our condition is. How many of us, unfortunately, we deceive ourselves also. I think I'm all right. Others must be put right. I am pious. Others are impious. We don't think that I am the worst. The basic requisite of a Muslim is to understand that he is the worst of all the people, of all Muslims also, and of all non-Muslims also. And there is detail in that discussion. But to think that I am the worst, unfortunately we all think I am all right. Or even that I am the best, other people are bad. And we'll always talk and talk about the faults of other people. And when we have to, even those who are bad to a sheikh, when they explain their condition, all their good conditions they explain. They never say what our weaknesses are. It's like a person who goes to the doctor and says, my sugar is okay, my blood pressure is okay, my cholesterol is okay, doctor will ask, then why did you come here? If you are okay, what, then why have you come here? We don't say what our problems are. We just want to show that we are very pious. So we can bluff everyone, we can't bluff Allah Ta'ala. So fear that day when we will return to Allah Ta'ala. And Allah who knows everything, and we stand no chance there in front of Allah. So fear that day. If a person does that, whether it is huge amounts of interest, as we find the Muslims had written them off, and they don't, they never went near interest for 1200 years. And Muslims just flourished all the time. But unfortunately, when the love of this dunya overtook the Muslims, and Muslims now don't see what an Islamic life is. We are living under the light of the kuffar. From before school, our children go to Montessori's day schools, and they are already indoctrinated with the kuffar system. And then our TVs, our cell phones, what we are watching, we are all the time being indoctrinated with the kuffar system. We don't know what an Islamic system is. So we should come out of that and work towards understanding what is a true Islamic way of life and prepare for that accordingly. And when we will return to Allah, it's not just a matter of returning and going back home. ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا كَسَبَتْ پھر پورا دیا جائے گا ہر شخص کو جو کچھ اس نے کمایا. And every person will be given in full whatever he had earned. If he had earned good in this world, obedient to Allah, he will get that accordingly. And if he disobeyed Allah, broke the laws of Allah, he will get that accordingly also. جیسے کرنی ویسے فرنی. As we do, so we will get. Jannat bhi hai, Jahannam bhi hai. Na maane to karke de. Jannat is a reality. Jahannam is a reality. If you don't believe, then do and see. As we do, so we will get. If we do good in this dunya, we will get Jannat and the pleasure of Allah. And if we do wrong, deceive the people. And we even deceive. يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. People think they are deceiving Allah and the people. Allah says they are just deceiving themselves. And they are so stupid that they don't even realize we are deceiving ourselves. Just happy that we are pious, we are all right. Never think of correcting ourselves. Never think of giving up our wrong things in our life. We don't even see the wrong in our lives. We are seeing the wrong in other people's lives all the time. So Allah Ta'ala says, as you do, so you are going to get. كَمَا تَدِينُ تُدَانُ. What you are doing, you are going to get. And we will see it clearly there. And every person will be for himself. Nobody will help anyone there. وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. اور ان پر ظلم نہ ہوگا. And Allah Ta'ala will not oppress them, make ظلم on them in the least, but not in the least, but will any person, any zulm will be made. When he is there, and Allah save us all. But if the punishments have to come, the fire in the qabr, the snakes in the qabr, on the day of Qiyamah, all the taking photos, those people will be picked up with a neck of a big, huge reptile. And before even hisab kitab starts, they will be thrown into the fire of Jahannam. All who are involved in photography, etc. And that will be no zulm on anyone. It is what we are doing ourselves here. Yeah, we can sit and argue it's permissible, it's not permissible. There are two views, etc. But on the day of Qiyamah, we will see clearly what the result is. And there will be no zulm on anyone. All the ghibat that we make, backbiting. Yeah, we can make ourselves happy, make ghibat about people, laugh and roll on our stomach. But Qiyamah Day, when we'll roll in the fire of Jahannam, then we will know what the condition is. We are all fooling ourselves. Allah Ta'ala warns us, fear the day when you will return to Allah and your full hisab kitab will be taken and no zulm will be made on anyone whatsoever. May Allah let us understand what a great kitab we have got, and that we take lessons from the kitab, that we believe in the kitab, Quran Sharif, we read the kitab and we bring it into our lives also, not just for barakat that we read the Quran Sharif, or not just that we are pious so we reading the Quran, but to make our lives according to that. That person will get the enjoyment of the Quran and it become a die heart of the Quran. That what a kitab, how beautifully it has warned me, guided me, and it's taking me to so such lofty position. The Quran Sharif raises the person, as on the day of in the Akhirah, how much a person reads Quran Sharif, he will keep on rising. If we read Quran Sharif like that, in this world already Allah will make us rise. But if we don't discard the Quran, then the Quran Sharif will bring a case against us. And we won't be able to face the charges of the Quran Sharif also. May Allah give us tawfiq to appreciate and make our lives accordingly. Wa akhiru da'wah.